And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
So I'm Nick Bostrom. I'm a professor at Oxford University, where I direct the Future of Humanity Institute. And I've got a lot of dangerous ideas. One is this idea of information hazards and differential technological development. We have this assumption in academia and in much of the rest of society that progress is good, and it doesn't seem to matter much which direction we are supposed to be progressing in. We just want to move faster, develop more technologies of all different kinds, expand the frontier of what humans are able to do. However, if one takes a step back and one starts to think about the macro strategic situation for humanity, and if one is concerned about maximizing our long-term prospects, it's not at all so obvious that what would maximize our long-term prospects is moving forward as fast as possible. It might well be that there are certain technological areas where we would be better off with slower progress. Perhaps we ultimately want to have the technological capabilities that those areas of investigation could produce, but perhaps we want to have those capabilities later. So say there is some general purpose technology that could be used to do a lot of different things, maybe synthetic biology or nanotechnology. Perhaps we would be better off developing that capability only after we have first gotten our act together slightly more, so that we can avoid, for example, that technology being used to wage war. And more generally, we might want to think about technological development in terms of which technologies we want to get to before other technologies. So the principle of differential technological development would suggest that we should accelerate those technologies that are beneficial and that can protect against other technologies that are dangerous, and that those technologies should be retarded. So here's one example. Suppose there is one day going to be the ability to create a designer pathogen that is very lethal and has very high virulence. And suppose there one day is also going to be some like a general vaccine that could protect against this pathogen. Now, maybe there is a form of technological determinism that we will eventually develop both these technologies if they are feasible. However, it still matters which order we get them in. We would want the vaccine to come before the pathogen. From this principle of differential technological development, one general area to push on seems to be capacities that will improve our ability to make subsequent decisions more wisely. So doing research into ways of enhancing human cognition, either by biological cognitive enhancers or by improving the way we function together as an epistemic community, seem to be pretty robustly good, and we want those capabilities as soon as possible so that we will have a wiser and more capable version of humanity making subsequent decisions about where to go with our technological development.
Nick Bostrom directs Oxford University's Future of Humanity Institute. And you can find more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.